Much is made of the economic disagreements between China and the U.S., especially criticism of China's trade and labor practices. But it is the labor practices of a U.S. company, Apple, and its subsidiaries in China that is suddenly the focus this week as China's vice president makes a high-profile visit to the U.S. Accounts of working conditions at Apple's supplier factories, including safety lapses that led to worker deaths, some of which were chronicled by our partner, the New York Times, created a rare wave of negative feedback for the IT giant. Now Apple says it has requested an independent labor group to audit the conditions at its suppliers' factories, with the first inspections underway starting yesterday. Joining us now is David Barboza, Shanghai business correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. David, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What are these inspections? What are they looking for? And which companies, which subsidiaries are involved here?
Well, actually, I think these audits and inspections are of Apple suppliers, not their subsidiaries. So Apple produces many of its goods in China. It assembles many of the iPad, the iPhone, and others. And these audits or inspectors are going to be looking at many of the same things Apple's own audits did: at labor conditions, safety conditions, the workplace. All the things that we sort of documented in the story. Some of the troubles that not just Apple and its suppliers like Foxconn are having, but many American companies that have suppliers in China are facing.
What are the particular allegations against Foxconn? Because we reported that story when you folks helped to break it some months ago.
Well, Foxconn, like other manufacturers in China, has problems with overtime pay, with work hour violations. Apple has its own code of conduct for how its factories ought to operate, and then there's Chinese law. And Foxconn, like many other factories, have lots of violations. So often a worker at a Foxconn or other factory will work 10, 12, 14 hours a day. The limit is 10 hours a day, 60 hours a week. Often we found workers that were working 90, 100, or more hours a week. So that those violated not just Apple's code of conduct, but the law. And then there's the safety hazards. We documented the case of this explosion that killed four workers and injured about 20 others at a factory in Chengdu. And I think the auditors and inspectors will also be looking at, are the conditions safe for the workers?
Do you think this announcement by Apple is timed for the visit of Xi Jinping in the Chinese vice president here in the U.S., or more timed as a response to the coverage that you've done in the New York Times?
I think it's less about the visit and more about wanting to respond to the allegations, accusations that there are unsafe conditions and that there are violations in the factories that supply Apple. And I think Apple wants to get ahead of that and get on top of that before it's too long. And so I think it's just a coincidence that it happens to be on the day of the visit, or just around the time of the visit. But I think they've been under some pressure to show that they're doing something about their factories in China.
Apple has requested an independent labor group to audit conditions at its supplier factories, the first inspections starting this week. That's David Barboza, Shanghai business correspondent for the New York Times. David, thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.